Well, grace and peace to you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I saw something on Facebook earlier today that I thought was pretty appropriate for Michael and perhaps for all. Let's see what you think. It was someone wearing a t-shirt and it said, "Live your life so that the preacher won't have to lie at your funeral." For some reason, I couldn't help to think about Michael for a minute, especially today. I won't lie, okay? Does that sound good? I don't think Michael would want me to lie. He was that kind of guy. Michael had a lot going for him, especially all of you. He loved you. He showed. He said so. On his Facebook, there's even greetings to you all. In fact, most recent one I saw on his Facebook page was an Easter greeting. He said, "Hello, happy Easter to all my friends and family." And he wished somebody a happy birthday, I think his niece, and said hi to someone else. The most things on his Facebook page weren't about himself or about you all. I think that says something about Michael. He loved. He also said on his Facebook page, and I quote, "I've lived a life that most can only dream about. Praise be to God." I'm happy for Mike. And I'm not going to lie, Mike had something missing. I know you probably look up front and you could probably see that which was missing. And maybe something that kind of dominated his life. He was missing his leg, wasn't he? But it really wasn't his leg so much that he was missing. More than that, it was the joy of not having both legs. It was constantly a burden to him. I remember when we were getting ready for his wedding, Shirley and I, we probably spent an hour talking just about, well, all the logistics of what are we going to do so it's comfortable and good. He's going to stand, he's going to sit. It was a big burden. Every day, I think it was probably a burden for Michael to think about his leg. How is that going to be? You lost a leg. It's an important part. Imagine losing your leg. And in a sense, I want to tell you that Michael really represents all of us. We're all missing something too. What is it that we're missing? Perhaps it's not a leg, but perhaps it is something. Perhaps it's the joy of not seeing God. That's something we lost a long time ago in the garden. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 3 and so forth. We lost the ability to see God. A lot of scientists, a lot of people think, we can't see God doesn't exist. Well, God cut us off, if you will, from seeing Him. And we've lost a certain amount of joy because of it. Some try to replace that joy. Drugs, sex, fame, a new identity, cars, fortune, who knows? You all know. But whatever we try to replace it with, we can't truly replace that which we lost in the garden. Eternal joy, complete joy from seeing God face to face. So, God in His mercy did something. He gave Michael a gift. Did you know about it? It was a hidden treasure, but he had it. And it brought that missing joy back into his life. Not every day, not in every way, but enough so he could say Happy Easter to you all and confess that faith in his way. And they say, "I want to get married in the church and I treasure God's word because in his word there's a treasure there that brings him joy, should bring each of us joy too." And that hidden reason is hidden from the world, but it's found in God's word. God will bring everyone back to life. That's a treasure found in His Word, and Easter tells it. The cross and the open tomb bear witness to it too. God will bring everyone back to life. Some will be raised to the joy of eternal life. And some will be raised to the sorrow of eternal death. And you know the difference between the two. Those raised unto eternal life knew God by grace through faith, knowing the forgiveness of sins that was for Michael and for you all, for me, for the whole world, the cross, to know God by grace. And the rest, Well, they only know God under the law. And probably want to know how to get God off their back. What do we do to please God? Do I just do enough so they'd be happy with me? Michael didn't live that way. And that's good. None of us should. The Pharisees tried to live that way in the Old Testament. They couldn't even do it. And God even says in His Word, it's impossible to please God without faith. All the good works of the world, they're not going to save, are they? But with faith, God forgives. And with baptism, where God washes away sin, now God sees you, sees Michael, as someone who's forgiven. To know God by grace through faith is totally different. And those who rise in the resurrection and know God by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, who said in the text, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except how? Through me. Some find freedom, true freedom, in Christ. And others try to have that freedom apart from God. Which is it going to be for you? Every time there is cancer, every time there's a death, it's a wake-up call from God. Do you believe in my word to save? Do you believe in the word of my Son? Every tragedy that the world experiences, these are all reminders. Jesus even said so in the Gospels. Well, what about those who died? Well, hey, repent, or you could likewise perish. But do you believe in the Son, the way to the Father? Do you believe and trust in the word of God? Do you truly believe? Are you trying to get God off your back, or are you trying to please Him by faith? If so, then know Jesus, the Word made flesh. He restored Mike's missing joy in heaven and here on earth. Get to know Him better, too. And one thing I can criticize my friend Michael is he didn't know Christ every week in God's house. I told you I wasn't going to lie. He wasn't here every week confessing his sins and hearing the word of his Savior. He knew Him, and praise be to God, everyone who calls upon His name will be saved, but he didn't get to know Him. And I bet where he's sitting now, he'd say, don't make the same mistake I did, because there's so much to know about God. So much in His Word that gives us hope and gives us a reason to live, gives us a reason to get up every day and say, you know what, this world doesn't give me everything that there is. And all those temporal joys only help for a little while, but they won't give me true, complete joy. Only that which God can give and restore through faith now and later by sight can give you, me, Michael, pure, true freedom and joy. Finally, there was another quote on Mike's Facebook wall. Maybe some of you have seen it. Interesting quote, not bad. Let's see what you think. You may think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, but if you take time to water your own grass, it would be just as green. It's kind of a reminder, isn't it? That we all carry our own burdens. We've all lost something. We've recently lost our friend, our husband, our father, our uncle, our brother, Michael. We all lose in this life, don't we? There's plenty of things we could complain about and say, oh, the Lord really handed me a bad one this time. And we wake up every day with that chip on our shoulder and say, wow, how am I going to live? Oh, my goodness, everything's just worked. You know what? Maybe you should take time to water your own grass, right? And then it'll be just as green. And when I think about water as a pastor, maybe you can think this way too. I think about baptism because there God gave us some water that doesn't disappoint. The water that washes away all of our sins. We started the service talking about it too. Michael was baptized into Christ Jesus' death. And if you've been baptized into His death, guess what? Your funeral's already behind you. And the resurrection's really already behind you too, because Christ was the firstborn from the dead. So we too walk in the newness of life by faith, united to Christ. Baptism, pretty important. May you take time to remember Mike and all the gifts, blessings as a father and a friend, a husband that he was. And truly, it was a good gift from God. And if Michael were talking to you, he'd say, be content and water your own grass, friend. And perhaps now know the living water that is from Christ, the water that can raise back from life, from the dead. May Christ be with you in His word. May Christ, who is the life, who is the way, the truth, the only way to the Father, be with you today and remind you that Hey, Michael knew Christ. He gravitated toward the church since New York and even down here. May you know him too. May you know him even better. May you come to know him as the way, the truth, and the life each and every day. And may God bless you with the gift of contentment. And God will bless with contentment and thanksgiving in your hearts. In Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.